after so many years of Joe. I mean, covering him as a college kid 30 years ago and, you know, to his last year, not even knowing it's going to be his last year. Everyone knew the end was coming sooner or later. Okay, but always treated me with respect. I mean, I never had any problems with him. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, say, oh, he was grumpy to him. But you know what? That was him. That was part of what made it up. Having spent a week like hanging out up in New England talking to some of O'Brien's friends before he actually got here, I know when it first happened there were a lot of people up in arms, you know. But that's going to be the reaction anywhere when you get something. No one likes change.
You're right. I'll tell you what I told him, though. I said, it might be easier for me than other people. And he said, why is that? I said, because this is the fifth basketball coach I've worked under. So I've had to go through changes of coaches, personalities. Yeah, I said, so it's probably easier for me, as I told him, than it might be for somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. So anyway, you know, talking to O'Brien's friends, the guy's been driven since he's been, I mean, he's, you know, I really think he'll be fine. I don't think there's going to be any problem. Actually, you know, not saying anything negative, but I think the change is good. I think it's nice to see something a little different. You know, I mean, yeah, they're having these early morning workouts, but you know what? You find out pretty fast who's going to make it and who's not. Because I think you see more than I do, but I've seen a lot of, I've seen that one. You have a pretty good idea that there's about 20 guys that are just not going to make it, you know, eventually. I wonder with you, though, you have a different perspective than most people. Has there been a bigger change in the basketball program or the football program? Now, I know football had the same guy here for, you know, 62 years, but 46 ahead. Because has there been a bigger change?
Or? It's the same in terms of the degree of change.
Yeah, I mean.
The degree of change is the same.
In what sense, though? I mean.
Well, personality. It's a whole new personality for basketball. Now, the strength and conditioning part hasn't because Brad Pantle was the strength and conditioning coach
before.
That's been
a big turnover. Yeah, you're right.
So there was no change there. Now, there may have been some things that Patrick wanted to get done in strength and conditioning, but that's still the same guy. Right. Basics of the same program. Gotcha. So that part didn't change. The personality, though, completely changed in the basketball program. How he goes about his business changed. How he runs a practice changed. Right. Now, they do some of the basic same things. Of course they do. But how he runs things and how he goes about his business, yes, that changed. With Penn State football, the strength and conditioning change, while we consider it change, actually for the players it probably isn't a great change because many of them did this program in high school.
I actually think it was harder for them coming from high school into the Joe the way they did it because I think that was a bigger change. I agree with you. I think a lot of them can shift back to that. I think that was a bigger change coming here than changing over to it. I agree with you.
I think that's when you talk to the players. They're not in any way, shape, or form, quote, downing what happened before because they had success with that program. Right. They had success. They weren't fading in the fourth quarter. They were good in the fourth quarter.
No, it's just a different philosophy.
It's a different philosophy. It just turned out that the players were, quote, enthusiastic about it, I think, because it went back to what they had been used to doing before they came here.
I think you would agree, too. I think kids nowadays get more excited, and not saying about Joe, you couldn't relate to him, they could relate to him, but it's different when you have a guy that's 42 years old who you kind of feel like is in, you know, he'll text you, he'll send you a message. I mean, I think kids find that a little different probably, too.
It's different, but the players love Joe.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, you know, you also develop a very close relationship with your position coach. So it's a question of, and this level of developing a relationship, not just with the head coach, but really it's your position coach. So if you're the front seven, you already have your relationship established up front with Larry. If you're in the linebacking group, you already have your relationship established with Ron. Now the other groups, what Larry and Ron have to do is they also have to conform what they need to what Ted Roof wants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? They have to do that. But for take John Butler, for example, in talking with John. You were with me on Friday talking with John Butler. For him, he has to learn everybody in the secondary, which is fine because all four spots were going to be available regardless of who the coach was. So it's the spring practice will be the single most important spring practice here since 2005, when Williams and King came in.
Right.
Because now you have everybody out there. Nobody is going to assume they have anything.
Right.
And I think you're going to have some battles, some fights, because they're trying to prove to new people that they are the ones that should be out there playing. reputation doesn't mean much.
Absolutely. I think you probably would admit, though, Steve, is I think it's probably a harder transition for offensive guys because there still are two guys from the defense still left over.
You're absolutely
and,
right.
And a lot of that's going to stay the same, even though the philosophy may change and, you know, they might run a 3-4, you know, whatever they do differently.
Sure.
But the offense, I think guys are on a lot more, whoa, they've kind of been knocking back a little bit because totally different system. And, you know, O'Brien has been known for, you know, he tutored Tom Brady and that. I think those guys are probably a little, even though they're excited, I think that's probably been the biggest change.
It's a playbook to learn.
Yeah.
You have to learn a playbook now. I mean, you have to, you know, something that you had been used to this playbook before, had a pretty good handle. They may mix in a little bit here and a little bit there, may make some changes. Because, you know, every coach, any really good coach, conforms what they're going to do to their personnel. Any coach does. Well, as Bill O'Brien said in his initial press conference, we'll be a game plan team. Now, he'll take his base system and he'll conform it to what, you know, what the defense is going to give him, but you still have to learn playbook terminology. Right?
Yep,
yeah, there's a lot of things.
That's a big difference, though. Yeah. That's a different language.
Sure.
It's like a foreign language for these kids.
Sure. It's a foreign language. You believe me, it's foreign language for me when I hear it. I sit there and go, okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's totally different. So I think it's a much bigger adjustment for the offensive guys.
Yeah, it is because, again, as you correctly point out, there are four defensive coaches. Two of them had been there before. So when Michael Motti looks over at his position coach, that's a position coach he's had his entire career.
Yeah, because maybe some of the calls change, maybe some
sure.
of the, you know, the way they line up, the alignment changes, but it's still tackling and it's still the same.
Right.
Football's totally changed now. Now you might have guys shifting different places, guys doing different things. I would imagine at some point the tight end is going to become a pretty big factor
right.
in, you know, Brian offense if he can go in the same.
Yeah, because he had Gronkowski and Ed Hernandez. He was.
Right.
They drafted two tight ends that really fit some things, and he did it to his credit. Did a brilliant job
right.
of utilizing those two tight ends to the point he even put Hernandez in a tailback against. I think it was against the Broncos.
It cracks me up when like I get people saying, you know, oh, so he had Tom Brady, how much coach he had to. You know what? He still had a factor in that. I mean, Tom Brady, yeah, he's a great quarterback. But you know what? Every good quarterback has a coach. I mean, I'm sure he suggested things that helped Brady. I mean, he knows what he's doing. I mean, if you look along the way, he has a guy he coached. Bill has a guy he coached at Duke. He's like a third-string quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were 1-22. I mean, if you get a guy in the NFL from something like you know what you're doing.
Sure. And you do know what you're doing. That's why I've always kidded around.
Lewis is his name.
I've always kidded around with people that Larry Brown was a great basketball coach, and Steve Spurrier was a great football coach. I said, you want to know why? I said, Larry Brown got the Clippers to the playoffs, and Steve Spurrier got Duke to a bowl game. I said, hey, you have to be good to do that.
You know what? Funny change. Looking at women's basketball, I know there were a lot of people when Rini left thinking, you know, basketball, who knows what will happen to them. But Coquise Washington's done a pretty good job.
Well, they've along the way, they've had great success along the way. You know, Russ Rose continues to have great success.
Right.
When they needed to make a move in the wrestling program, they bring in Kale Sanderson.
Right.
They get the absolute best, about as grand slam a hire as you're ever going to get. Coquise Washington had been a top assistant on the Notre Dame staff. No head coaching experience. But they saw something in her. They made that move. It was a great move. Patrick Chambers, 2 years head coach. The one thing about Patrick is that, I said, because I remember, he was the guy that was actually, you know, he had to do some quick research.
Right.
He was the number one guy I thought of right away, because I'd seen him coach BU in the tournament, Indiana and Puerto Rico, things like that. That this guy has something, but the one thing you didn't know is what's it going to be like when it's all his program, because he
right.
hadn't been, you know, only 2 years. You can't have it all be all your guys. And then, you know, and now they make the hire with O'Brien. It's like every hire they have made along the way, we'll see. Obviously, Bill will be
right.
the first to tell you. I haven't coached the game yet, so
right.
let's not judge anything. But the initial impression is really good. But what they've done with lacrosse, what they've done with men's soccer, bringing Bob Warming in, you know, they've made really good hires every step of the way when they've made hires. And there's been turnover in the Penn State staff in the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is, though, Steve? It'll be interesting to see. If this keeps going with Coquise and going with Pat, if they'll be able to keep him. I mean, you look at, you know, I mean, they're gonna if they keep this going on the same process. I know Penn State's a big school, but they'll get other opportunities, and I think they've done a good job. I think hockey will be a big deal here.
Hockey's going to be a huge deal
because there's so many Penguin fans, so many Flyer fans. It's right in the middle. I mean, it's going to be, you know, and you know, I think that'll be a tough ticket. I do.
I think that'll be a tough ticket because Pegula will be, first of all, people will buy tickets the first season because they want to see the facility.
Correct.
And we saw that, and it turned out that with Penn State basketball, the first year they opened the building was the year they rose to eighth in the country and started out 13-0. So they sold out all eight games. And people wanted to see the facility. That was a big reason why. I'm not going to kid anybody.
Right.
And also, well, gee, they're winning. They're playing great. How about this? And it dovetailed for both. I think people want to see Pegula. They're excited about Division I hockey and also about the fact that the different, I mean, now there's a Big Ten hockey conference. Michigan State's usually outstanding. Michigan's a national championship caliber program. Wisconsin's a championship caliber program. Minnesota, Ohio State. Now you put Penn State into the mix. Just by having conference hockey is going to be a big draw. Now, what does that do for basketball? I think at that point, when Pegula finally opens, it'll be Pat's third year, and Coquise is obviously on a roll.
Right.
Being a BCS school in the Big Ten, I think, helps keep them.
Yeah. It's interesting you say about hockey because you count up all the national championships, every other school in the Big Ten. It's incredible. I mean, almost every school's won, you know, at least one and multiple, most of them. Who'd have ever guessed when we were now here at Penn State, you know, like in the late 70s, early 80s, that we would ever be full-time hockey? Because when I was a college kid, I covered hockey for the Collegiate. That was my first assignment. They played their home games in Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
Joe Bautista was on the team. I mean, it's just kind of funny. You remember, I mean, they used to go away on weekends. I mean, there's no...
I went and watched them play, and I remember him never giving up the puck.
he still isn't. Even in games now, Stevie doesn't give up.
He doesn't
up
give
the
up the puck.
No.
I kept telling him, he's like, I know you think you're Bobby Orr, but even Orr passed.
Hey, Steve, what kind of. I'm curious to you because a lot of people are saying to me, now Joe's gone, that Penn State football is not as much interest. I totally disagree with that. I think there will be a lot of interest in Bill O'Brien's first season. What do you think? Just because people are going to be interested to see what happens. Now, Joe's done such a great job, and had this build up so good. I think there'll be a lot of interest in people following, wanting to know what's going to happen.
There'll be a lot of interest, especially in the first season. Then after that, what's the thing that grabs people the most? What's the single greatest marketing tool in sports? Winning.
Absolutely.
Bill goes out, wins, establishes his own program, solid, competing for division championships in the Big Ten every year, people will come out and want to be a part of it. And I think that's and he knows that.
Yeah, I think too, just making a few little change ups in that, all good. I mean, people will be excited, if you have a little bit different offense. And it's no knock on anybody else, but, people have seen how his offense works with the Patriots. Who knows if it's going to work like that? It's totally different personnel. But, you go from Tom Brady, we have Matt McGlynn, and Rob Bolden are here. I mean, it's totally different. But at some point, he'll get his people in place, But then he'll have tight ends, and that'll fit his system. But I think that'll excite some people. I think just things, they'll do things a little bit different. You still have to win, though. I agree. Doesn't matter what you do if you don't win.
Right. I mean, you can be as innovative as possible, and he knows that. But look, he's had a lot of, I'm not going to get into it here, but he's had a lot of personal challenges in his life, okay? There's no need to get into that now.
Right.
I'll allow Bill himself to talk about personal challenges in his life, because he will along the way, and he's already said he will. He briefly referenced it in his opening press conference.
Right.
Right. So this is not a daunting challenge for him, because when you have a personal challenge in your life, you wake up to a daunting challenge every day, and he knows that. And so that's why one of the reasons I think that he's up to it, for many other reasons, because he has it in the proper perspective. And I think that's a very important thing. He knows where football fits and where life fits.
I agree. I think there'll be a lot of interest. I think it'll be big. It'll be, a lot of people say, people don't care. Yeah, I think people care. You just don't quit thinking about football or thinking about things like that. I agree with you. I think it's still going to be a big, big focus. I mean, no matter what anyone says or what they want to do, Penn State football still defines university. I mean, whether people want to admit it or not, it's still the most powerful thing they have. And people talk about grades in it. Their grades are fine. They're not got 87% graduation rate on Joe. That's the non-factor, really, in all this. But Penn State football, if you take that away, university loses some of its identity.
Well, it also, look, this is what Penn State football does and has done for many years. it's actually helped the rest of the university to be recognized for the great things they do do. That Penn State is people have a Penn State has a reputation now as a great research university. Penn State has a great reputation of being a great engineering university, meteorology university, agricultural university, liberal arts university. And by being successful in football, it continues to put the name out there. And as you put the name out there, people say, oh, wow, look at the league. They're great at this. They're great at that. They're great. It helps put the name out there. And if used properly, allows you to sell the fact that you are all these other great things, that you are, quote, a great university that also happens to play great football.
Right. I agree. I mean, you can't take it away, though, because, like I say, it take away a big part of your identity because it has helped set up, like you just said, so many other things. So many other things that you've been successful. Just like Joe had a huge impact on everything that's happened. And, you know, I can't be taken away no matter what happens with the trial and all that. I mean, what he did was help set up the university. I mean, it there's a lot of good things in there.
Yeah, fundraising, the library, everything that goes with it.
I think that'll be the one thing, Steve, is the fundraising. I think that'll be the one thing to see how that maybe affect a little bit. You know what I mean? It'd be interesting to see how ticket sales go once people have to re-up. I'll be curious to see how that goes because I think that'll be their toughest challenge.
If the program is kept at a high winning level,
When you'll sell all the tickets you want to sell.
I think that's a natural thing. If you're competing for division championships, you're beating Ohio State, for example, on a regular basis, you're beating Wisconsin on a regular basis, people want to be a part of something they feel that is winning.